to talking about eating dinner and stuff, if you were passing things around and you didn't want somebody to wait until they were passed again, you might say, well, just go ahead and
use it.
And would you ever say, help yourself?
Yeah, they would. They'd say, when you sit down at the table, you go to a table, mm-hmm. and they ordinarily, when they turn thanks or blessing, they didn't all do that now, mm-hmm. but if they did, or whatever they done, they'd say, well, now just make yourself at home and come in, stick foot here on the chair to eat. Just make yourself at home,
mm-hmm.
and
help yourself.
And they'd pass it to you and ask you if you wanted some of this or some more of it or something like that. In the most of places, there was courtesy around the table.
When you told a person that, would you told a man that, he'd go ahead and help himself?
Help himself. He'd just commence eating and just go on and eat like he'd be if he was at home. He'd sit down at his own table.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they intended you to do, just like you at your own table.
Mm-hmm.
And
he went ahead and come.
Yeah. Now, me and brother worked in a rice crop in southern Texas and stayed at this place. Well, they was a working, I don't know, 12, 15 great long tables. Well, we was raised to ask for anything at the table. And, they wouldn't give it to you. There weren't one at that table who would even hear you. He wouldn't pay no more. They just did like there's pigs would out in the pail. There's one there, a German. He'd jump up and run around the table and carry it. And he'd tell us, don't ask for nothing. They won't hear you. Get it. Just let them get it. We never used to nothing like that.
Well, now, if somebody passed something to you and you didn't want any, you might say, well, I don't believe I'd
care for it, or thank you, I don't want it, or just, yeah.
If you had food that had been cooked, say, the day before, and then you had it begin the next day, you'd say that food was
warmed over.
And if you had a piece of tough meat, you'd really have to, before you could swallow it, you'd really have to. You put it in your mouth and then you'd have to.
Sometimes if you've had it, that is, the more you chew it, it seems like the bigger it gets, and that's not a desirable meat.
No, I don't guess that would be.
Nobody likes that tough kind of meat, all right. Now, gristle, it's sometimes called gristle. I don't know. Gristle, most of meat do have a gristle in it, and you can't cook it, nor you can't chew it. It's hardly cut it.
Now, if you had a garden that it had peas and beets and stuff like that, you'd say that was what kind of garden would that?
And if it's around just a home garden, we call it a family garden. Mm-hmm. It'd be called a family garden. Mm-hmm.
But they would grow all different types of.
Oh, they grow to all different types in it. Taters is considered in that garden, and roast ears of corn in that garden, and you have the beans of green beans, you have the celery beans, and you have the tomatoes, you have cabbage, and you have the onions, and you have the English pea, which is shell pea. It's never added as a dried pea at all.
Oh.
And then we have